AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
It's peak season for asparagus, which pairs perfectly with a light and crisp rosé.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wines are perfect for adult Easter baskets. And they're really cute, too.
My perfect brunch? Belgian waffles with extra whipped cream and a holiday pour of your sweetest rosé.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio, baby.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hey, Sangria, hope you're savvy. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's G-Chat's motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And right now, we have the unequivocally
fucking Queens Day up in this motherfucker.
It's Queens Day. We interview LL Cool J, and now we interview him.
That's Queens.
That's hard act to follow.
If these guys, if it wasn't for them, N-O-R-E might have not been existing because they come from Corona.
Yes, sir.
Not only do they come from Corona, they come from a part of Corona that I come from.
True indeed.
And they represented it before me. They represented it after me. And they're going to represent it.
After you.
Infinity.
Whatever happened after that.
We're gonna rep it after the Mexicans game.
And right now, we got the beat nuts in the motherfucking Mary Mexican. Now, off top, when I think of the beat nuts,
yes, sir.
I think of the first record I ever heard Pun on.
Yeah.
Ever.
Pun.
I gotta actually relax. I don't know. You got mad dreads, but you gotta relax. Listen, the first record I ever heard. Yo, Paul, I gotta ask you all that.
Welcome to Dream Champs, guys.
Yeah.
The first record I ever heard Pun on was on a Beat Nuts record.
With the
Off the Books? Was there something before that?
Yeah.
Officially?
Nah.
With Pun?
Firewater Feature was the first one that he had.
No, that was the first on Fat Joe's with Raekwon.
Yeah, but,
yeah,
man,
but this is the first books. Official.
The You Ain't a Killer's 12 inch.
You Ain't a Killer.
Right. Cypress
still
Hill.
Acting like
No, there was a joint with Cypress.
No, listen.
Yes, there's a record with him and Cypress Hill.
Stop. You're not giving them their props.
Okay.
You gotta give them their props. I don't know who you are, but you gotta leave.
He's not giving them the props.
Especially Capone. You gotta go.
Shut up!
Listen.
What I will say, it wasn't the first one, but it definitely was the one that.
It was the one
that
made him break.
Made noise, yeah.
You know.
That was a big record.
Urban legend has it. They went and got $10 million for my man after that.
No, it was a big record.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's make some noise for that.
Make some noise,
second
legend. Allegedly,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Second legend, you gotta make noise, all
right? We definitely did.
I gotta tell you to relax.
I mean, he was great. He was gonna be that no matter what.
For sure.
You know, we were just catalyst, that's all.
Right.
So, from the first time, what happened? Let me describe this moment. You met Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Right? You met Fat Joe.
Label mates.
Yeah.
Label mates. Because y'all was on RCA. Yeah. No, Relativity.
Yeah, we were Violator artists. We started our careers at the same time.
So Chris Lighty?
Chris Lighty signed.
Okay. Let's take that. Let's rewind that.
Intoxicated Demons. Native Tongue. All that.
Yeah, well, we was doing that shit before.
I'm just saying, you skipping mad shit, you know?
No, I like.
Don't rub your nipples, brother.
No, I'm talking about it's the underbelly. And you told, listen, psychedelics? What the fuck are you just saying?
What did you just say?
You said some crazy shit.
Intoxicated Demons.
Yeah, is that where it started?
Yeah, that was the...
Intoxicated Demons?
No.
Okay. Continue.
Intoxicated Demons was 93, right? Mm. That was our first...
I was in jail. I shot niggas in juice. Sorry. Apologize.
So that was the first one. Mm. Pun didn't come around. That was 93. Pun didn't get on our record till 97. That was on the Stone Crazy album.
But did you originally want Pun or you originally wanted Joe?
Nah. No, Pun.
And Cuban's on the record too, right?
Yeah, because Cuban's on it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the point.
It was kind of like, you know, we just wanted to do a record together.
Yeah. Mm.
That's it. But nobody knew it was going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, another allegedly, the story I heard was that, you know, Joe was actually upset because Cuban was on the record.
From back then already?
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I was like, you know, we didn't know. We didn't, you know, you're just doing the record as friends together. You never know what it's going to do.
Yes. And that record blew.
That's just, it's a classic hip hop record.
No.
Yeah.
Let's all say it together.
I'm saying, that's just boring, my niggas. No, we rocking and rolling with the crew.
Let's all say it together.
We can't say that. We have to just make a noise.
All right, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Michael Hay Bing Bong.
That record.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Right. I don't know what your whistle was.
I haven't drank for this shit.
I still respect it. I still love you.
By the way, like, but your whistle was mad. My man DJ Butchrock told me I could not drink before coming to the show because I had to drink on the show.
But now you can drink on the show.
Your man Junkyard Juice, I'm a wild ass nigga. So I didn't even drink last night because I'm a 2-day nigga. I started drinking on Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
And then for 3 days.
And then you know, not get up here and this number fucking Chirac and champagne with my bottle of whiskey.
Because
I just want to bitch.
And the third,
I don't even want you to kiss.
Fashion.
Oh, for the original beat.
I might start drinking.
The original beat nuts.
I'm getting
shakes. Three man.
Al Tariq.
Yeah, Al Tariq. Yeah, yeah. Nah,
Al Tariq.
It broke up because of some other reasons.
All right, but y'all was a Corona
for real. Yeah, we Corona. Yeah. Jackson Heights, all that.
So what happened?
Man, shit.
Disaster.
You know, you grow up in Corona, block parties, man. You had ULS, fucking Chiba Clan, Stay Hot Crew.
I like Chiba Clan.
Yeah. J-Rock and
J-Rock.
We grew up in that culture.
Yeah, he locked up, man. That's my name.
J-Rock, yeah.
Yeah. We gotta relax. Okay, continue.
So, I mean, you know, we grew up in that culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop was, I thought it was my bottle of whiskey. We get all kinds of.
How you doing, sir?
It's going down.
Nigga, pulling Punjabi and all them niggas.
It's going down.
I respect it.
We get
Punjabi and C.
P-Worthy.
P-Worthy.
Yeah, P-Worthy.
All right. And you smash y'all?
Yo, that's his wife.
Yo, come on, brother.
Good for you.
Go ahead, Paul.
Chichi got too much. I'm going to have to tell you to relax. You're not going to do that.
Go ahead, Judah.
I don't know. I forgot what the fuck I was saying.
You were smashing the pool job.
I'm no good sober, man. I'm horrible sober.
I'm doing just fine.
No, go ahead.
Shit, trust me. It's a lot. Yeah, I'm waiting for the Dominican
guy
to come
Jameson.
Up.
Go ahead.
Nah, I don't drink that shit, man.
Why not?
I don't drink that
shit. Puff Daddy's a great person.
Do it for Diddy. No, I love it.
It's not because of Puff Daddy.
Do it for Diddy.
I love Puff Daddy. I'm not just gonna.
Do it for us. Do it for Diddy.
Everybody know Jew Jameson, man.
Jew Jameson.
I'm notorious for that. How you niggas are not going to have my shit up here?
It's Rick Jameson. That's what we call him. Rick Jameson.
So go ahead, tell us your story.
So
tell us your story.
The car where all the cocaine is in. Getting blown on by Croatians.
You love cocaine too?
Yeah, I fuck around. I dabble. I dabble.
A little bit.
I'm from Corona, my nigga. Come on. I'm old school. I'm old school. Look at coke, weed, you know what I'm saying? Shots I just fired. Don't do that. Molly shit, like none of that other faggot drugs. But coke, weed, and liquor, you know, old school shit.
So how did it start with cocaine? I just want to start.
There's a cocaine documentary now?
Yeah. How did it start?
That was in the 80s. 88,
in
89.
In the 80s?
88, 89.
Has Grandmaster Flash came to see you?
What?
No?
Nah, it was
before that.
Nigga, I'm from Corona, you know, nigga. Right. So heroin, coke, everything.
This is a cocaine cowboy that came to see you?
Nah, no shit.
Columbia?
I ain't sell it, man. I'm a fucking user. I don't have the balls to sell drugs.
Gotta have balls to do
it. I love your stuff.
It's a serious, it's a serious business.
Right.
You might have to hurt somebody you care
Absolutely.
About. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just not built for that. So is your boys that's gonna fuck that money up.
That's exactly what
but
I said.
At first, they came to you and you said, I'm
no.
going to sniff the whole kilo.
I'm going to sniff it, see what it is.
I'm not going to sell it. I'm going
to
sniff it.
Then I'm going to call Dory and get him to move this shit.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to move it after you sniff it.
That's word up.
Come on, Juju.
How you going to move it after you sniffed it?
After he sniffed it, I said.
How you going to move it?
You got to relax. We know. Queensbridge not welcome right now. We're on the west side of Queens.
This is going to be a Queens mess right now with you.
No, listen. No. We're on the west side of Queens.
We are like,
I'm trying to go at your friends. We're kind of close.
You got
to
relax.
You're going to let me get you.
Right? I'm definitely.
Long Island City.
Yeah, it is the west side of Queens.
We are the west side.
You better relax.
It's the west side.
You know, we had our own shit going on our side over there. There was a whole other war going on.
Hey, Gustin over there.
I'm going to be honest. Tap them niggas on their shoulder. Who the fuck is these niggas?
Just give me that Jameson, goddammit, Butch. Come on. What, do you need some money?
I'm going to be honest. You and that nigga.
Okay, so you
were sniffing coke 100 miles an hour.
How did that happen?
No. You and Rory Flush.
I said I dabble.
You said him or Flush what?
No, Rory Flush gets down too.
With ice,
she gets down.
Is that the
That's your buddy.
I don't know. I'm not testifying to anything.
But you heard Ray Flash and Trash.
Allegedly. Y'all all like a crew.
I'm not co-signing that.
Y'all all was like a crew a little bit.
I'm not co-signing that.
A little bit, right, Juju?
What is this, Broadway over here?
A little bit.
Relax. A little bit. It was like you, Trash, and Flush.
I have no idea what you're talking about. None whatsoever.
All right, it was a well,
I'm, a huge fan, I'm a huge fan of both of them. I met them on occasion.
You sound like you was giving
me the
dibble and dabble.
You see what I'm saying?
Now, Juju, let me tell you something.
Nah, it's always a good time.
Let me be clear.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't for Juju. Psycho Less, the Beatnuts, there would never be a Capone in Noriega.
Nah, that's not true.
No, relax.
That's
let me give you a look.
Erroneous on all counts.
I don't know what you say.
What's wrong? Erroneous. It's wrong. It's not true.
All right. Let me give you that.
I used to work at Dairy Mart on 99th Street. Remember? That was my uncle's store. Next to Lowman's.
I feel like you got to relax. I got you.
I got to tell you.
Listen, let me give you some.
I know what you heard.
You was going to be Nori
no matter what.
No, but let
yes,
me give you some
were.
Love. Let me tell
I
you
appreciate
something.
It, though.
They're beating us.
Yes, sir.
One of the most notorious groups from our neighborhood. I'm from Left Rack. The Beatnuts actually is from up the block from us. Corona. Corona. And not only, what's that? What you doing? They're passing cocaine? You got to run that. Because y'all fucking up my interview, man. I'm giving so much props.
Fact, there's no James in here.
Please.
Just stay focused.
Juju. Please, can you stay focused? Yeah,
look at him.
It's hard to stay focused.
So,
fucking thinking about drinking liquor.
Just so.
I just felt like you trying to give him a step. I don't like it.
Hey, where'd that come in?
Hey, stay focused.
I gotta stay focused. Juju.
Yes, sir.
Psycho Less.
We're here.
I'm with you.
You guys don't edit this? This straight
now? No, it's not
editing.
No, we don't edit. But listen, the Beatnuts, if it wasn't for the Beatnuts, at the Beatnuts height, they were repping Corona. Do you know where I'm from? I'm from Left Rack City.
Yes, yeah.
And if I wasn't from Left Rack City,
Live is Hood,
and y'all wasn't from Corona, I would have never been here.
Yeah.
And he would have never been here because we're together.
Is
we're partners.
Is that true, Capone? Is that absolutely true?
At the end of the day, you gotta always give it up to people.
Inspiration.
Before
we don't win unless the team wins. Right?
You're not in the same room.
It's true, though. Nah, I'll
say go last. You got to say something. Because I know he sniff a lot of coke. It's okay. You got to talk.
I'm not even shit, at least. Already, if I had some drugs, at least.
He sound like the plug.
Straight. I have no idea what you just said.
I'm going to have to drink.
It's done. It's settled already.
Listen, let me tell you something.
It's beyond Queens, though, man.
You know why?
Because
these guys are the biggest of Latinos. The biggest of our culture. If it wasn't for them, like, honestly,
but really, to me, like,
happy to represent
like,
Corona.
Thank you, like, lyrics too. Come second to me. My shit is music first.
And your production
that's where the name Beatnuts come from.
Yeah.
It's not called the lyrical
crazy.
Nuts. It's the Beatnuts. We make beats, you know?
Right. So, and both of y'all made beats.
Yeah. Mm. But we early from the culture, so we did it all. We spilled the
DJ,
fucking breakdowns. We fucking steal your girlfriend. Whatever, you know?
Hey! Let's go back to the third girlfriend.
Diablo.
I'm not gonna lie. Y'all was smashing a lot of Latino bitches back in the days. Let's make some noise for that. Come on, Psycho. Tell him, Psycho.
Everybody like going on the road with us for that reason, because we always, you know, we bring a lot of the girls out.
Yeah,
that's like for me, I always said that, you know, it's a lot
of
girls out.
Come on. Have a drink. Pop that bottle, nigga.
I'm for my fucking Jameson, man.
Relax.
I ain't drinking
just
none
have
of
have
this
a bottle,
shit,
yeah. Have a bottle of champagne. Listen, let me tell you something.
In true Nori fashion, I'm going to open a bottle of champagne.
Listen.
Myself.
We got
Listen. I don't know if y'all know, but in our show, we give our people flowers when they can smell them.
Right.
And trees when they can help.
Thank you.
So please, can you open that up?
Yeah, I will.
And then you can have that whole bottle to yourself, Juju. I don't know why you're shaking like that.
Wouldn't be the first time he gave me. Nor is the only person that ever invited me to a barbecue and everybody got their own bottle of champagne. No beers, straight champagne. Boppy champagne.
That's right.
Let's make some noise.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Yo, let me tell you something. Juju, Psycho Less.
That was great.
I can't thank y'all more than enough. Because you know why I want to thank y'all? Because my favorite rapper was on y'all favorite. Y'all first record ever. Mm-hmm. Was Big Pun.
Yes, sir.
One of the illest.
And... I have poured out for him.
That's for him.
And, all right. Let me get some of his shit. Yeah, pour it. Pour it for him. All right, cool. This punch it. But this is what I want to ask y'all. Because y'all was so popping. What made you want to put Pun on your record at that time?
It was a mutual respect. You know, he was a big fan of ours. We thought he was amazing. Yeah, you know, we hooked up.
But nobody never heard of him at that
time. It was just like I told you, really just friends doing the record together. It was friends, mutual respect doing the record together. It wasn't like, oh, yo, can I get on the record? We nothing like that. We was just like, let's just do something crazy.
Yeah. But did you?
So
did
Pun was coming to Queens.
He was coming to Brooklyn.
You know, in your ear.
Yeah, in the ear.
Come on.
That's about Queens, right?
He used to be all up in there. He used to come with his 9 milli, put it on top of this shit. Yeah, he used to do it. Have a little notebook with him.
They almost killed him in left right when he did that, because he came out. He was like, "Yo, where's Poppy at?" And nobody's like, "No." Everybody's like, "What?" No, he said, "Where's Nori at?" And everybody's like, "Nope." Like at that time, nobody knows where Nori is. They call me Poppy. So he pulled it out. And then everybody said, "Yo, we're gonna kill this fat nigga." And then I'm like, "Oh shit!" I come outside. I'm like, "Oh shit! No, you can't do nothing. You can't touch him." But you guys was the first person to put him on his first feature.
Yeah,
I really need y'all to get into depth of how, because you know why?
Right.
Because after that record,
it was over. Yeah,
it was over. Yeah. Like if you ask me, my personal solo career,
Only record. Super Doug.
No, what's the shit? I'm leaving. On the next lane. That's my shit.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Capone was in jail. He can't relate to it. Capone was in jail.
That was Capone in jail. That's a big record.
But
I get the reference of why he's saying that.
But what I'm saying is, Pun's record was y'all record. Like when Pun came out on y'all shit, It was over,
yeah.
So did y'all know that?
Nah, I think it was just destiny. Like I told you, man, it was just some friends getting together. I actually hated that record. Yeah. I only rhymed 8 bars on it because I didn't like
the books?
It. Yeah, because listen.
Who produced Psycho?
We were doing the Stone Crazy album, which is all dark. We had fucking Screwball on there.
Mm.
You know,
it was a really
dark album. Yeah. So it really stuck out like a sore thumb.
But what made you? Whose idea was it to put Pun on? Let me tell you this. Let me pick up on the story. Whose idea was it to put Pun?
Right, this nigga wasn't feeling the beat, so we had another beat called Robbed and Stole, and it was fire too, fire.
Yeah.
So we was like, fuck it, we're gonna let Pun decide.
Yeah.
So we drove to the Bronx, boom. Pun was like, "Yo, I like Robbed and Stole, but if we do this one, we're gonna blow.
He said it.
Those were exact words. If we do this one, we're gonna blow.
Exactly.
Wow. So we was like, "All right, say no
exact
more.
Word.
Jumping, yo, nigga didn't even fit in like the minivan. He had to pull out the whole back seat so he could just fucking lay there.
Big shout to my nigga Suarez.
It's real.
That's
make some noise, goddamn.
It was great.
So which one are y'all taking it from here?
I mean, after that, it was a done deal. We went to the studio.
And what studio was this? This Power Play?
Brooklyn, because we was in this.
Y'all went to Brooklyn?
We recorded out of my house.
Yeah.
We were recording in my apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all were
great. Great point.
They used to give us budgets back then for studio. Yeah. So instead of going to studio, we bought equipment with that budget and recorded out the crib.
Recorded that whole shit ourselves.
That's another thing.
And it's relativity.
The engineer. We did all that shit ourselves.
Relativity.
Yeah, relativity.
And y'all own relativity.
Yeah.
So mixed, how? Produce, engineered, all that
so
shit.
So how does this happen? Because I imagine Fat Joe was sitting there saying, "Why do y'all want Pun?"
Well, Fat Joe wasn't even in the picture.
I think he was clueless to the fact that we were doing the record.
Yeah, Fat Joe wasn't even in the picture. We were going straight with Pun. And
it wasn't like it was a big...
That was,
you got Jameson?
Make some noise,
this shit and it's... Get out of here, go find my father's gun and be somebody.
That's what I love, man. Old school maniacs. Let's make some noise. So,
honestly, you know what I'm saying? It was like everybody was just kind of doing their thing at that time. So it was like, you know, I think career-wise, Pun was still, I don't know, he might have just got signed to Loud. There wasn't a lot going on.
No, he didn't. I'm being honest, you modest, and you humble, and both of y'all humble.
course.
But if y'all didn't do that record with Pun, Pun, that record actually made Pun get signed.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, and I know you humble. You
at
humble.
Least at the
relax.
I'll say this.
I got you.
It saved Joe a lot of promotional effort. Like,
but if you don't know, that record right there is the record that made Pun get signed. Not Firewater, not all this other shit. That record.
Right.
It's off the hook, this shit. Come on. Just talk about it.
Another thing, let me tell you. That chorus, we was all in the room thinking of a chorus. I remember we was thinking of, so I'm going through my notebook because back then everything was notebooks,
notebooks.
So I was like, yo, I got this little piece of a verse. It's off the hook this year. We getting mad money off the books this year. That's all I had. Yeah. Pun was like this. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Then he finished it, so you know he was good for the endings always. So
did y'all know?
And that's it. It was history.
Did y'all know that one record birthed a legend? Like y'all birthed.
I mean,
the Puerto Rican Biggie Smalls.
I'm happy to have been a part of his journey. I think he was, like I said.
But did you know
He was gonna be that
a monster regardless. But we did. Throw some heat.
It would have been yo, what? Yo, fuck, making it happen. Because, I mean, you know,
nothing was going to
stop that machine.
He was going to do it regardless, but we did throw him some fire.
Yeah, I mean,
under,
a classic
under
record,
the wood. You know?
That's a classic record.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make some noise. So, after all the books, you guys are still signed to Loud. Correct?
Yeah. No, with
Jay, I gotta actually relax.
We're on Relativity.
Relativity.
At that time, yeah.
And now Relativity, because Relativity is a very interesting label.
Yeah, they were independent. You know, started in Hollis, Queens. It was an independent label.
That was like the real.
It was like straight up hardcore hip hop.
Like,
it was straight up
common sense. Yo, common sense. M.O.P. Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs. They had every, but they had what's my man's name?
Cocaine.
Oh, love cocaine.
They did a lot of
cocaine.
It's been 19 years since the release of Capital Punishment.
That is true. Oh, yeah. Juju was on point.
19 years forever.
And 3 days before this is the release of Illmatic.
Mm-hmm.
23 years ago today was the release.
I thought you were going to say the release of Capone.
I came home yesterday.
Let's make some noise. Your mom came home yesterday. But 23 years ago. But 23 years ago, also Illmatic came out.
Yeah.
So we said Capital Punishment 20 years ago?
Yeah,
19 years ago.
Yeah,
19. And then, wow. Juju. Psycho. We are hip hop. And I don't know if you understand, but our show is based upon giving our legends flowers when they can
smell them. That's great. I love that.
And trees when they can inhale.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you
understand? We should. And we should.
So, Psycho Less, Juju.
Thank you, bro.
We want you to know that you guys are appreciated.
Thank you. I'm fucking psyched to be up here. Because, you know, everybody's like, oh, I can't wait to hear the Beatnuts up there. But, you know, they get, you know, for fucking bullshit reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. It's like, what do you think you're
doing?
Because you know what it is up here.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, with Nori and Juju, that shit's going to be... I want to get invited by the show, though.
Right.
I don't want to do it because everybody's saying you should
do it. Here's the deal. I just want you to know, because one thing that I felt like you didn't know was when I seen Mayor, and I felt like you felt like you would be privileged to come on Jay Sandwich.
And I am.
And I gotta tell you to relax.
I'm on.
Because you know why?
No, I'm on. I'm on.
Let me finish.
No, I'm on.
But you know why?
I told you what. I told you when we were at a huge. You have no idea. We have a lot of them.
No.
Come on, man.
If there wasn't,
we inspire each other, man.
Okay. I'm gonna let you finish.
We inspire each other.
Can I finish now?
Just so you know that. You're just as much as me.
We dropped that song, what year was
94?
That? 94? Probably, but it was like 2000. So, but anyway, 2 years later, she drops her shit. And it was a lot of
people.
That
was like the biggest piece
of flattery. I've seen that.
But hold on.
Not even a shout out. Like, yo, shout out Beat Nuts for inspiring the idea. Give me a shout for the idea. We gave you the idea to flip that.
Yeah, she thought it was pun record.
That was pun record. She might have thought that was really pun record. Like, for real. But at the end of the day, this is going to make her realize right here that was your record.
Well,
this is an interview right here. She watched.
I think she hates us already.
Yeah, she, you know.
Y'all done throwing little cover?
That's cool.
Nah, she gets love.
Nah, man, I love her, what she done.
She
got
real out that she's record.
You got to eat.
But in a way.
Not now.
It's not really her fault. Like, I don't even blame her. I blame the producer. I blame the producer for biting the shit. And
who's the producer?
Corey Rooney.
But that was you made the beat, though, right?
For real, huh?
It was the same sample.
Yeah, that's my beat.
It was inspired by their
beat. Nigga, I was on the phone talking. I was like, yo, what? I'm going to come to the studio and see you, nigga.
This shit was like, that
was going back and forth.
It was me and Corey.
You know why? Because check this out. His lawyer, his lawyer was my lawyer.
Yo, I don't want to get shot going downstairs.
Ain't nobody going to get shot.
Why would you get shot?
Is this live? I don't know.
You for Corona. You good.
We good.
All right. We got guns.
We going to do this shooting.
To protect you.
Because I didn't bring anything.
Yes.
No, so, you and us, we all good.
It's a family show. Come on.
Yes, it's a family show.
So, Juju.
We're coming here to celebrate Noriega and the beef.
No, we are not coming here.
There ain't no beef. Let's get that straight. Ain't no beef.
Listen.
But that's the facts of what happened.
Hold on. That's where you're wrong. We are not here to celebrate Noriega or Capone in any way. We are only here tonight to celebrate
Beat
Nuts and the motherfucking...
Watch out,
watch out.
I need to understand this.
How did you even consider putting pun on there? Because was it Fat Joe putting him
on? No, like I said, it was a mutual thing from us.
He wanted to work with us. Yeah, he wanted to
work with us. They told you Fat Joe didn't even barely know. They said he don't think he knew about it.
It was all pun. He was like, I'm on do a record with y'all.
On some
mutual respect. You know? Friendship. You know, me, him, and Cuban, and Sage hanging out.
Very loud. Gotta relax. Continue.
You know how it was, yo. You know how it was with pun. If we didn't click, we not gonna work, and that's just the way it works. You know, so we click. You know, pun. We was all
going to VAR.
You gotta relax too,
though. Tranqui.
I'm going to VAR.
Now you good. You gotta relax like this much.
But listen, did LL get drunk though? Did LL? I'm curious.
I got some
listen to the show.
I'll listen to the show. He got buzzed.
Oh, he got buzzed. And he didn't want to leave. You know what the crazy shit?
He was on a date with
Juju.
He got buzzed.
Juju, you know the crazy shit? He didn't want to leave. His people was just texting. And he's looking at me like this. Fuck my people. He's looking at me. He's sitting right where you are. You know? I'm sitting right here. And everybody's texting me saying, I don't got to go. I don't see the same texts. I'm looking at me like, fuck them.
That's a fantasy
Ask me
story.
What the fuck you. My fault.
Yo, shout out LL, yo. One of the most, for real, one of the most lyrical motherfuckers out there, for real. Bro. I think it's nasty. I work with him, so I know how he works. Like, LL is nasty in the studio. That nigga goes in, yo.
Yeah, it comes to my BB conversation.
Banging
calm
out like 10 joints a night.
Here comes the butter, Barbara.
Barbara.
That's cool. Now we're all Cool J fans.
So what happened between
you? Better be motherfucker.
You ain't getting
fucked up, dog.
What actually happened between the brothers? Because I'm to be honest, me and my brother, it's my brother. But I hate him at times, and he hates me at times.
Yeah,
So can you?
I'm in a loveless marriage.
Oh my god.
Hold on, that was.
Oh my god.
Me and this nigga, trust, that's what makes it work, yin and yang. Two niggas can't, if niggas is cool, you can't be the same. The last thing I need is another nigga like me. No more. We gonna buy twin Porsches, wrap them shits around a tree, no more beaters.
Okay, so at the beginning, who did the beats?
Well, we've always done.
Did the beats.
Oh yeah, both of us.
That's hot.
We started off real serious.
Yeah,
because we both. Beats. That's how we met. Because we used to dig and shit.
Was it the 3 of y'all first, or just
Jungle
the two of y'all?
Nah, Africa just, from Jungle Brothers.
Then later on, Fashion came.
Wait. Tell me.
Fashion was like we didn't have enough confidence in ourselves.
He can't say shit like that.
Let's go get
nigga said. Nigga said. Look, Juju. The nigga said. Africa from Jungle Brothers just told us to be it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, hold on. Juju, you gotta relax.
I just asked.
He said some real shit.
No, but look.
That's all I changed, real shit.
I asked you who gave them the name Peanuts. And guess what he said?
He said, I forgot.
Africa.
He said, Africa from Jungle Brothers just told us. Y'all can't be telling. That's
they
real.
They're native tongues. That's fucking
that's
incredible.
That's real hip hop shit right
you know,
there.
Yeah.
Real niggas say. Yo, Africa from Jungle
Bars. No,
that's hot.
Is that how you got involved in
Native
Tongues?
That's what you know.
Through Africa, really, and digging, you know, because Africa would be out there digging.
Texting my wife, she's like, how's it going? I said, fuck her, hilarious.
He invited us to the studio, and we just stuck around forever, dude. Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. No, I'm not that. Trust me, I'm not that busy or that popular. Nobody fucking talks to me, man. If you niggas didn't want to talk to me, nobody would.
I need to smoke, B.
This what?
I know that.
Okay, you gotta relax. We're gonna smoke downstairs.
Let me roll out these.
Roll up.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So, now Fat Joe, you had a relationship with Fat Joe.
Yeah, with I love Fat Joe always.
But why did you want to put on his Prodigy?
Well, I mean, when that wasn't my that's what I keep trying to tell you. It wasn't like we were trying to put anybody on.
Nah,
it
was but just, we did work with Fat Joe too for his album.
Oh yeah, man, I did remixes.
Like
that, you know, the books was just a fucking freak of nature, man. Come on, nobody knows you're gonna do a record like that.
Nah, yeah, but
it was our biggest record commercially in the same breath, so you know what I mean?
To date?
Yeah.
Wasn't even going to give us a video budget for that, but the song took off. The label was like, yo, we got to do a video for this shit. So,
When you say the label, you talking about Loud?
Relativity.
Relativity. Wow. Yeah.
Right? Someone else should have paid for that video.
Word it was. Shout out Alan Grumblack and fucking Cliff.
Damn, rest in peace, Cliff.
Yeah, you know.
Contrary, rest in peace, Cliff.
You know they put their clothes away.
Yeah, I know.
Since the name,
he was fucked up for a minute, huh?
What album was Lick the Pussy on?
Huh?
What album was Lick the Pussy
on? I don't know. I didn't rhyme on that record.
That was
That classic sample.
That's
MCA had used. That's Tyrone Davis.
Eat a pussy, you need anything.
That was the first album.
That was the Toxic Pussy?
You know your pussy?
Huh?
You know your pussy?
I don't know. Is it that kind of a show? I thought it was a family show.
Let me ask you a question. Because listen.
He said, please. Did you just say
that? Yeah, listen. Me and my brother, this is my brother, this is Capone. And me and him are totally opposites.
Right.
But if you put us together,
that's the magic.
We're totally together.
Absolutely.
Are y'all totally opposites?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah?
Y'all listen.
Not totally though. We both have a fucked up sense of humor. Which is why we're friends to begin with. Mm. But you know.
Break that down.
Yeah, we both got a really dark sense of humor. We find the craziest shit funny, which is why we, you know, when we were younger, all we did was drink and laugh when we was younger. And then the fact that, you know, we used to dig for records and we had the same hobby in common just made it better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And both were from Corona.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's from Jackson Heights. Yeah. I'm from Corona.
Jackson Heights.
Oh, you're from Corona.
He's from 94th Street.
Columbia?
95th Street. Yeah. 95th Street.
Carmelo?
What they used to call your building? The Hawaiian? No.
Nah, not the Hawaiian building.
That's Left Rack, the Hawaiian building.
You gotta relax.
I know Hawaiian building. I'm fucked up, man. No, there's no nickname.
Is there even a Hawaiian building?
That was your shit.
You gotta relax.
I know y'all niggas had names too.
Yeah, we got Canada, like Paris. USA. No Hawaii.
You're not serious, really? Canada and Paris?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, they
still
got names. We got numbers.
Exactly.
I hate that shit.
I'd rather go with Canada or you won't get shot.
You go to Canada? Was the other one Paris?
Yeah. So I was about to bring something up by night.
It's like a resort. We got you going to Canada.
Like frat shit.
But you go there, my nigga.
Nah.
You go there, you get shot.
You go to Queensbridge, you get shot. It's a fact. You go to Queensbridge,
you get shot.
You go left, right, you get DJ chicken.
Drug dealers. Big fucking. That was crazy.
They get shot. They got double.
You got chess and drugs.
Nobody wants shot.
Yo, let me tell y'all something. If it wasn't for the beat nuts.
Everybody, one more.
Let me tell you, man.
That's one more time.
It's an honor for you to even compare me and Psycho to you guys.
No.
No, it is, because let me tell you, I don't think there's not another dynamic.
We are your fans.
No, but they. And there's not another group that I would. Another dynamic duo that I would. Love to be compared than my brothers right here.
He's the one that take the bump.
Cause my niggas are official all the time.
He's the
A. That's no the chichi that got the
yeah.
Ain't no question about it, you know?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I pride myself on that, Norby.
I don't like
CNE.
Juju, Psycho Less. If it wasn't for Beat Nuts. Coming from Corona, I was from Left Rack City. Left Rack City is, my address is 97-3057 Avenue, apartment 5E, Corona, New York, 11368.
Reach out to my man Killer.
368. And that original address said Corona.
What would it say now?
I was going to block you out.
Flushing,
like
it says on my
ass.
He said,
you mean that? Bumble
shit.
Nah, thank you.
And I'm blocking.
You're not much. Thank you, man.
If it wasn't for that.
Thank you, man.
Corona 11368. And the thing about us was y'all came before us. And when I was in jail with this motherfucker, I was in jail. And I look back and I was like,
that face?
That niggas is doing it. Just
I
like
didn't
that.
Do that face. I didn't do that in jail?
If I can recall, that was
in my mind.
Here's a picture.
That was and then I seen Nas. Look, because we seen Nas and we seen Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
And this nigga's like this Nas and Mobb Deep. But when I seen Beat Nuts, I was like,
oh, shit.
Corona.
Corona.
And I stab niggas for y'all. I'm just throwing that out there.
I love you for that.
The niggas said, they rap. I said, what?
I love you for that, though. I love you for that. Cause I'm not for us, it meant a lot too, man. We had, you know, we had a lot of homies from the hood in there too at that time, man.
No, but you know, he was
Slime,
my
nigga Edison, Slam.
Yeah, Nas.
We had a lot of dudes up in there.
All I had was,
you know, and it made it, you know, it gave niggas, you know what I'm saying? It was nice to be able to do that for my hood.
It wasn't off the books this year.
No.
It wasn't off the books this year.
But you had an Aganelli.
They didn't respect
it. It was big. That was a big
one. That was big.
The bomb, baby?
No, not the bomb.
Put in your mouth.
Put in your mouth was big. And Fuck Me For Free was big.
And that was another big record.
Listen.
With Complexion.
Listen. Different decade.
That was my shit.
No,
shit too.
When Off the Books wasn't put in your mouth.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
No, that's not too far apart, though.
No,
you have not too far apart.
Off the Books was like 92, 90,
97. And when was put in your mouth?
95.
94. Exactly.
I don't know, though. My first record was a hit. My first record was a hit. Not put it in your mouth, but put it in your tech ass.
Let me tell you something.
Put it in your
shit. I was in the car.
And that was 93.
I'm just not. I don't like when your conversation starts steering towards that
place. I'm in a whole nother zone. I'm in Buffalo, New York. And that record got more burns than the Jay-Z records that was out at the time, than the big records. That record Off the Books got more burns than that. I was in the can. I used to have my own radio slot time. Every Friday, I would call the radio.
Okay, I gotta ask you a lot.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, that shit, damn right. Didn't you make it feel good?
Oh, you was with
him? When you say your husbands and Jay-Z shitting on them niggas?
I feel like
right, right, good.
No bullshit.
That's right.
No bullshit.
Fuck Brooklyn. That shit is another planet. If it wasn't for Jay with the Damage, I wouldn't be friends with none of you niggas. You know Corona, nigga. We only used to go to Brooklyn to shoot that shit the fuck up.
Tell him. Yeah, Corona.
Corona, nigga, for real. Brooklyn,
niggas gotta relax.
Shit in the 80s, man. Shit, only nigga.
QB, you gotta calm down, too.
Rest in peace, my nigga Sean Price.
Long Island City niggas.
Rest in peace, my nigga Sean P. Big up to my nigga Jay Rude the Damage.
You outnumber it. You gotta realize it's just you and Freeze. That's it.
Freeze is having fun. Butch Rock is in the building.
I feel like Freeze is with us.
I got a receipt.
I feel like that's not true.
That's the least you can do.
Give it to Nari.
Yo, but listen. So we worked.
They always try to separate us.
All right, listen. You worked with Joe.
Am Only Love.
You worked with Only Love.
It's a.
But then it's time for y'all out. Describe that situation. Oh, Steve Rickman comes to y'all.
Just open, say, man. I couldn't wait till you, like, you know, we used to be serious with the digging. Like, that, you know, well, that's another story. But,
What's the other story?
No ID. You know, no ID.
Common Sense.
Yeah. Common Sense, yeah.
No ID and Common Sense. Because remember, Common Sense was on our label.
Yep.
So, Common Sense. Common Sense first album, Can I Borrow a Dollar? Yeah. Like, we did remixes on that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I remember going to Chicago and fucking with No ID. Cause you know me and my man VIC, like
y'all didn't do a soul by the
we
family,
we actually had fuck it, I'm saying the truth.
We did.
We taught that nigga No ID how to dig. Yeah. Like I used to be in No ID basement and Kanye West was like this.
Yeah. I believe it, because y'all was a part
and I show you Scratch Magazine interviews where that nigga Kanye was like, I'm trying to take it, when he came out early, he's like, I'm trying to take it back to that beat.
No, for sure.
Shit.
He definitely was a fan.
Nah,
for
Kanye,
sure.
Come
so,
on.
You know, that, like, that being said, whatever, I was talking about how excited me and this nigga were just to flip shit, because he was like how it was.
Because back
the
then, Kanye wasn't Kanye. So,
yeah.
He was coming up.
Kanye,
he was still the school that Kanye they came from.
Yeah, yeah, like, honestly. I say that with the utmost respect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think he's amazing. He's talented.
He was really, like, you know.
He really, and, you know, they're both amazing. And I'm proud to shit to say that them niggas, you know,
it's an open
that I sparked
right
them. Because I
Kanye,
did.
Kanye is definitely a student.
Yes, it's open bottle right
and
there.
And I'm God. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to add on. You come hang around me, I'm adding on.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course, No ID and Kanye West is successful from watching me and my man. You know, they took it to the next. That's right.
Elevation.
Exactly.
Hey, elevation.
You know?
Got to. Got to. About.
We
got to
make some noise for that, goddammit.
I'm y'all were the Neptune of that time, and you're still.
And me personally, I didn't know that y'all produced everything and did everything, mixed, engineered.
Yeah, that was
I didn't know that person.
It was a time when fuck. Remember?
I mean, coming from Native Tongues, like everybody was a group.
How did
and we
even
all
get down with Native?
We all. Everybody produced themselves. Everybody produced them. De La produced themselves.
Yeah.
Tribe produced. Jungle produced. Beating us like we come from that. That. That's.
But how did that even get down when they didn't talk?
You know how I'm going to tell you this story. This is shit. Me and my man, we was already boys, you know, from the hood, digging all that. Then, you know, niggas, I got kicked out of high school. We got kicked out of high school. So the hangout shit at our boy's house, that shit kind of faded. So we was still, he was still digging. I was still digging, doing my thing.
Digging for records.
Yeah, digging for records.
I bet.
So then I'm at Downstairs Records one day. I'm going to just try to run through the shit.
That's the shit in the village?
It's fucking boring. But anyway, it was
it was get to the point how you met Africa.
I'm in Africa at the record shop. Jungle Brothers.
Baby Bang.
They already had Jim Browski. Square Roseland already.
That was huge.
That shit was blowing up.
So, you know, we was doing the, you know, we was in there in the record shop. I seen that nigga. I'm like, oh shit, it's Africa from them. So we standing online to pay for our records. Same time. He was a little short. I'm like, this is Africa from the fucking Jungle Brothers. What is it? $3-4? Whatever it is. Jim Browski days, whatever. I'm not saying this for any other reason other than I was...
He's not asking me. He's telling me.
He's actually asking you.
No, but I'm saying, you know, because I don't want nobody to get the wrong idea. Like, oh, you pay for that nigga's records. That's right. It wasn't that. We're both kind of in the...
Yeah, you dig it. You dig it.
He was so cool to me in the record shop that I was like, what, you're a couple dollars short here. Boom.
Yeah. God damn.
That
who we talking about again?
Me.
Africa. From Jungle Brothers. From Jungle Brothers.
Jungle Brothers.
No,
you gotta relax.
No,
So from that day, you know, from that day forward, he was, you know, he was like, man, this little nigga cool. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the next thing you know, I'm getting invited to the studio. Come through, we over here, everything. Yeah. Now I'm cool. Now I'm Jungle Brother Juju. See me? That's how. See? One good act of.
How shit happens.
Then I start, you know, then I'm into studio, I'm bringing records, Chris Lighty sees what's happening, next thing you know, he has an artist, Chi Ali, now I'm the victim of a bright
idea. Wait a minute. Chi Ali was your artist?
You can't let that escape.
Chris
Lighty
artist.
It was his artist, but we the ones that made it.
Tell us about the Chi Ali, we about to interview Chi Ali.
All right.
Very soon.
Well, anyway, this is as far as I'm trying to like. It's a long, you know, it's a lot of shit. I'm just trying to cut through it. But that's how shit happens. Anyway, next thing you know, me and that nigga's friends.
That nigga
Africa from the Jungle Brothers. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because of whatever that good deed. And then you know, I start showing improvement from there because he was like this little nigga. You know. Then my man, we did a little radio promo where them niggas shouted me out and Psycho let us hurt. It was like the first one that we did. Psycho hit me. It was like, yo, what, you still fucking around? Boom. I was like, yeah, nigga. You still doing your shit? Yeah.
And that's how y'all connected.
You know, because we had to split up because after that whole high school shit.
Yeah.
So we kind of lost contact with each other. So when you heard me on the radio, hit me and I was like, yeah, man, come on. So then No, now we're back. Now the formula is back.
He's like, my man is on. I'm getting in. I'm in.
Yeah. Like, no, that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's basically our story in a different form.
Because when everybody else, he was the only one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
So then, like I said, that shit led to, we're hanging around Chris Lighty's road manager at this time.
He has no
idea of being any kind of, whatever. He's just, so then, he got Chi Ali. And when he got Chi Ali, he was like, he had a little, got an idea. Let me get this little for
Yeah.
And everybody else was too busy. Being De La Soul, being Joe, whatever, niggas were too busy.
They weren't in the inception
of their shit.
Salute
so you can't blame them. They didn't have, time. So me and Psycho Les had the time.
Come by.
And now the fabulous Chi Ali was born.
Chi Ali was born.
That's what I'm saying.
So you saying?
That was on first major
albums. Chi Ali. You said somebody else before Chi Ali.
That's German.
No, I'm saying when Chris Lighty had the bright idea of doing Chi Ali, everybody else was busy doing, forming their own careers. And we were just producers that were just hanging out. And he knew what it was, so we took advantage of that. We were like, okay, Jungle's too busy, Daylight's too busy.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Have you ever took that personal? Like,
what?
I
don't think we did anything wrong ever.
Ever?
Yeah, no.
Even.
You don't want that job? We took it. And now
we was hungry to get in anyway, so we
was hungry to get in.
So describe that situation with Chi Ali.
That's how beating us
got the record deal.
All his records, Chi Ali's first records, y'all did them?
Yeah,
we
did all that.
Well, the whole album.
Well, it was people involved too. Black.
Big shout to my nigga Chelosti who did the artwork on the front cover.
Dave from De La Soul Dove was involved.
Chi Ali is standing in front of
a lot of
227.
It was all
Louis Armstrong on his cover.
Oh,
you see the Chi Ali behind? That's on 227.
But that was the little kid ever.
I didn't know that.
The young.
That nigga Jello.
What's the name of him?
My nigga Jello.
They came out of 227.
The youngest. So it was in style to have a little young kid. That's what Chi Ali was one of those.
Come on.
Yeah.
Queens was
that was a real idea.
Big shout out to my nigga Butch Rock, kept me sober for 48 hours. Came in with the shakes.
This nigga told me don't drink. Nigga called me, he was like, yo, don't drink until you get up there. I was like, yeah, all right, bye. Went right to the bar.
Welcome to the family affair. Welcome to the family picnic. Corona niggas don't play,
niggas don't argue.
Right now, nigga.
No,
what's going on over there? You really gonna be? You gonna have to explain that pajama you wearing?
You gonna keep that on his
road? He's looking at me mad hard with that Noriega pajama suit he got.
Black
niggas are. Slobs. Tell them you got every Cole Mega album, every Juju album.
Talk about
every album you got.
Just say yellow.
A man of very few words. A man of very few words.
Got the pajama set?
Yo, what's going on? This nigga's having a seizure. Get him some
what?
Yo, get that nigga some motherfucking Yo, say what's up to your man, son.
Nah, I'm gonna be that.
Jay Thomas,
sir.
Sounds like a crime.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You.
Jay Thomas,
What's good, B-Nuts? How y'all doing?
What's the deli, Willie?
Thank you, man. Respect to you, too.
My name is P. Worthy. I'm out from Long Island. We born and raised in Long Island, New York, so you know we all New York.
516.
516.
516.
495?
Chubb D.
What was that?
495.
495.
Ladies of the new.
Gotta take a note.
From Westbury. Shout out, Westbury.
Hold on. I think EPMD from Long Island.
Who else?
Yeah, we got a bunch of
EPMD from Long Island.
We got a bunch of movie stars.
I'm gonna hit you with the ill one, JVC Force.
Nah, Juju.
Can't take it. Okay.
The other day.
Yeah.
I called you.
That's me.
No,
okay. One of the, which, by the way, was one of the biggest highlights of my career. What?
Jameson.
When you fucking called and FaceTime, but I'm with Mayor. You know that nigga ain't want to answer the phone to him?
Hey.
He was scared to death because you know what we was doing. And that nigga was like, yo, Nori, yeah, that nigga was going to be like, nah, man, I don't want to answer that shit. He gonna bark on me. I was like, answer that shit, nigga.
Nigga.
It was like, yo, you with Juju, how mad could he get at you?
No man bash.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you was like, hang up on the FaceTime, you know, I was like,
don't co-sign none of that. Just stop.
He's gonna be so mad.
Gotta talk to him.
Don't worry, we'll get around to you.
Talk to you.
Come on.
Juju on that beat.
Nah, sure.
Juju on that beat.
A shop in Queens in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Actually, right across the street from LaGuardia Airport. So, you know, we're showing love. I got footwear and apparel.
Nice.
Lime green, every flavor, every color you can imagine. Yeah.
Every green you want. Yeah. You're not selling me on it.
Shit. 50 shades of green, mother.
Nice. Mother trucker.
Yeah.
Plug ass.
Did he just say 50 shades of green?
Mother trucker.
That was hard.
8310 Astoria Boulevard, East Elmhurst, New York.
Hey,
right across the street. Right across
the street.
What's the www.worthylux.com?
www.worthylux.com.
My friend.
There you go.
Anybody that comes through from Drink Champs gets a discount.
Woo!
It's called a Drink Count. Drink Count.
Be honest, I'm coming through.
I knew they had to get somebody to pay for me to come up.
I'm bringing the same shit he got on his
Sponsored
by. He's gonna make you one just for you, bro.
Please. Yeah.
This show was sponsored
what color,
by.
What shade of green you want?
I want
everybody.
I want the same shit.
Yo, real quick fun fact. I don't even think he knows it, but you know you in the first Coming Home Cuba. He makes a quick cameo with Thurston Howell.
That's right.
And the documentary series that I got going on. That's one thing. And the other thing.
Shout out Thurston.
And I want to shout y'all because, you know, I'm repping Miami, so I got to just get this in there. But y'all did the joint for Mike Ripa, who passed away. He's a Miami.
I did Mike Ripa shit.
Actually,
you want to hear that story?
Yeah. talk.
And then we're going to get cocaine stories out of this.
No, it's not a cocaine story.
You got to live on drinks. It's the first one of
them. Don't sidestep from the story. Don't go.
You love Mike Ripper? That's my dude.
He went to high school with us.
Big up to my nigga Rolly Roll, too.
No, Rolly Roll. Rest in peace, Roll. That's my brother. That's my brother.
Not Roll Up.
No, Rolly Roll Records, which is where Mike Ripper was
the nigga that was financing that nigga.
Yeah, Roll Up's my favorite, man.
When them niggas on tour with Common Sense and Pharrell Monch. Yo, you listen to me?
Don't listen. I want to tell him a show.
I think he might find this some music.
Yo, Caron. What up? You got to
relax. He doesn't care what Miami thinks.
Yeah, well. Real talk. My man Mike Ripper, rest in peace. Back in the days when niggas was just, it was Organized Confusion, Common Sense, Beat Nuts, who else? Psycho?
Is a tour?
Yeah, all of them in a van, squeezed up together, horrible. Rock and roll tour.
School. Artifacts.
What was Juju?
Artifacts. Oh, shit.
What was Juju doing? Getting 7 G's to do Mike Ripper tracks. And I was like, fuck that tour, I'm not going. These niggas were like, come on, we can't. I was like, fuck that. I'm not getting squeezing into a.
Dance of Darkness was the record.
I'm not going.
Is that the name of the record?
What, the
Mike record Ripper shit? Dance of
nigga,
Darkness.
I did that nigga all his singles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All the first singles with me. Me, nigga.
How many records? I don't think he put out that many records.
3-4 big ones. You niggas wouldn't even know that nigga if it wasn't for them.
Well, no, we knew him from back. He was a kid.
I'm the one that gave him all
the records.
That I said, fuck my tour, because I wasn't going to make that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? We Corona niggas. We money hustling. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm getting 7 G's a track here. Why am I going
to
squeeze into
a band? That was big for a Miami kid to come out and have a Beat Nuts record. Like, you know, like.
These niggas, where I'm getting 7 tracks, you know, 7 stacks, to, and I'm at In Your Ear. Well, it was Power Play at the time, but.
Power Play.
Power Play, yeah.
Let's make sure there's Power Play.
Now that my man's not here, because that was my point. Now that my man's not here no more, Mike Ripper.
No, he's dead,
thank
man.
God that I did that. You know what I'm saying? Because those were the illest records that my man did. And those records are the ones that put him on the map. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, I was smart enough at that time. Whatever, I had the selfish reasons for doing it, but I'm glad that I did.
He was one of the few artists from Miami Bubble and Mother Superior. Yeah.
And those records, my nigga, if you find them 12 inches now, they worth it.
No, I got them. I got the 12 inches. I got them. What's going on back there, man?
God bless Jay Talmadge.
What's going on over there, man?
I don't know.
No.
It's all fun and games until somebody puts something in you you don't want in you.
God bless. Yo, Butch Rock.
You probably hear everything.
Good.
Nah, that's fine.
Yo, Butch Rock. Yeah, you know what's talking about, Butch Rock.
Hey, you know.
I get the mic today?
That's Butch Rock.
Go ahead, Butchie. I get the mic today? What's
that's
up,
Butch
y'all?
Rock.
Drink champs. What's up, y'all?
We gotta get out relaxed.
You know what I learned from Left Right?
Relaxy.
I learned this law in Left Right.
Go ahead. Tell me.
Don't put nothing in your body you can't master.
Factory.
Because I know that ain't never been you.
That's LES shit right there.
Miami in the building.
Shots fired.
This is my first time.
Yo,
it's fired.
Let me tell you something. Psycho Les.
Okay.
Juju. I know I looked at the wrong people.
It's all right.
Dyslexic.
Hey, we're a mirror. You could call us both those.
Psycho.
But the one
Juju. Psycho Les.
I'm Psycho Les. You don't wake up Juju sometimes? I wake up Psycho Les sometimes.
I feel like that.
I wake up Psycho Les. Sometimes I wake up, I feel like Psycho Les.
What up?
And I act like Psycho Les.
Yeah. But the one thing that we want to tell y'all, is hip hop is alive.
Yeah. Mm. Oh,
we want to thank you for keeping hip hop.
I want you to promise everybody right now.
That
we are going to do a record together.
No, I can promise that.
That's all I've ever wanted, man.
I wanted a beat.
Like, no, man.
Definitely, man.
Yo, I'd be like,
the
damn.
Beats, man.
Because you know Killer's my man.
Yeah, you know, beat you in front of niggas that I love.
And I'm like, what?
I'm driving.
I don't really kind of believe it.
I'm just throwing it out.
Because I feel like you should have gave Butch Rock a beat, like 17 years ago.
I'll run with Butch Rock for free. I'll do anything Butch Rock asks me.
It's like, you're not relaxing beats for you.
Nah, we got some new fire.
You say that, you're not relaxed.
We got
to be honest.
I can play some shit.
You get like the beats, your game.
Yo, with all due respect to the nerds.
I wanted with all due respect to nerds, you get on some Psycho Let's See, you're out of here.
I wanted that shit too.
Out of here.
We
it was one beat. I love.
Yes. My nigga, he was in my car. We went to the net game after that shit.
We went to Psycho.
We went to the net game. Psycho gave me the beat. The shit you gave Tony Touch.
But he used it?
He did use it. But we gave it to Nori first, though.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, Nori was very heavy on the drinking because he's a drink champ.
Yo, sir, you know we got you, son. We ain't never gonna
be. I like that.
You can go to sleep, so you gonna wake up and be like,
come on, son.
Relax. I did this shit work.
He beating us EP right now, dude.
I did this shit work.
Done.
Come on.
Let me executive produce it.
Roma, lemon ice cream.
That would be amazing.
I need one beat.
And Butch Rock MCing too.
No, yeah.
That's on. We're good.
Six joints, man. You kill it. It's done.
I need Butch Rock verses in there too.
No, Butch Rock is not being an album.
No, son.
You can't have Butch Rock in your album. Cannot be. I'm executive producer. You can't be on that.
Keep going.
Oh, they just cut you out.
Damn.
Butch. Yo, we're on the remix.
DJ
AFN
Rocket Mortgage.
I know, right?
Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket!
I wanted to buy it. I'm feeling myself because I'm on the table for the first time. He made me want to buy something.
I'm
on the table. I got my
niggas
to
be nuts. Yo, Nori, man. I know Butch, where this is going.
I seen these niggas show.
Just, before you get too tired of me.
I ain't tired.
I want to thank you. Thank you for having us, man.
Let me tell you something.
Because really, I don't think you have any idea how much it means to me.
No, I don't think you have any idea how much the beat nuts.
Because it's been a lot of years.
No. I don't think you have any idea how much.
Wait.
Check.
It's been a lot of bad.
Check. It's my show. I don't think you have any idea how much the beat nuts mean to us.
Factory.
Thank you.
For people who don't understand, we never heard a Big Pun until we heard of him on the Beat Nuts record.
That's what a backhanded compliment.
I'm gonna be honest.
Like, thank
I'm
you
about
for
to tell you, get the fuck
nuts.
Out. Because I'm not playing.
Here I am.
Everything
it's all
I just
about
said.
Me.
From the heart.
It's from the heart.
I feel you.
When we heard Big Pun. And then we heard him on y'all record, and then we heard him, and then we heard that you guys actually embraced him. After the record, you guys put him on your record.
I tried to embrace him a lot of times. It's kind of hard to get my arms around him. Whatever. I'm trying to add a little levity.
But at the end of the day, that's what hip hop respects. Hip hop respects that
we brought Big Pun out.
That shit was iconic.
Everything I did prior to that is
no. That's not true. We've been saying that.
I just want to get our wording right.
Absolute classic.
I want to get our wording right.
No,
your production, y'all's production is.
I know I'm amazing. Please, you think I'm where I gotta come here for you to tell me? I know I'm amazing.
There you go.
Come on.
You needed the Jameson to tell you that.
Nah, I didn't.
What I'm trying to
say. I needed the Jameson to tell you. No, about to unleash, you know.
Unleash the juju.
Nah, because I'm humbled to a fault sometimes.
I'm not gonna lie, I like James
said. Nah, yeah, like can I tell you this? I drink only because it makes other people more interesting, not because I need it to be anything.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes.
No. That's our alcoholic perspective. That is the truth.
I love the alcoholic perspective.
Like, this ain't a tooth.
We gotta be honest with ourselves.
I'm actually more dangerous when I'm not fucking drinking. To be honest with you.
Why is that?
Because I don't really have a lot of patience. You know where we come from. You know what our shit is.
But one of the first things that I've seen,
this shit makes me patient.
You told me something about tragedy.
It allows me to deal with a bunch of shit that I wouldn't generally.
You told me something about tragedy. The first thing on my FaceTime.
I didn't say, what?
And I couldn't understand.
What was that?
I don't know.
Well, but no.
No, I had FaceTimed you.
Yeah.
And then you told me something about tragedy. I had no idea what you said.
Sorry, if you ain't had no idea, but I don't remember.
That's good.
I don't remember saying anything about T.
That's
good. Because it was me and Mayor hanging out.
Yep.
Okay. I do remember what I said about T. That was because I was telling you that all I ever wanted to do was be 2-5. Woo! Nice. Good memory. I did say because I said all I ever wanted to do was be 2-5. You know what I'm saying? Because, see what he said? Like I'm saying, I said that shit earlier. Niggas, just as much as he's saying all this shit, if it wasn't for B-Nuts, there wouldn't be no Capone and Noriega.
Thunderbirds.
My dudes, the feeling is mutual.
Nah, it's not.
Yo, son, here's a drink to all the girls who act stink. Shady niggas just react, we don't think. For real, spill out my whole life in ink. Hey. Take the world in a heartbeat, son, so don't play.
Hey.
Who's that? Who's that?
Problem.
But listen.
Who's that?
Fat Joe.
And my nigga Traj,
I like
trust me, me and my nigga Traj is good. Me and my nigga Traj been through.
No, but listen,
the worst.
Listen.
And I told him that. And that night I told him that. I told him I'm 2-5 now. I even know the handshake.
Here we go.
¿Qué pasó aquí? Party time.
Hola.
Eso me duele.
No, no. Feel me, Twin?
No, but Twin. Listen. Listen.
I
thought that was
no.
Relax. Mama.
Oh, shit. Relax. Look what happens when some slash walks in the
mama. Mary, relax. Relax.
My bad.
It's my mom.
Yo.
That's your mom?
Shit. Oh, shit.
No, but listen. Here's the deal.
Oh, shit.
Here's the deal.
Stock for the law.
Here's the deal.
Yo, throw cover him up.
Man, I throw
some shit on top of him.
Then I'll sit down.
Here's the deal.
Because
I can't go no
more. My brother,
Bumbo Clock.
Thank you, my brother.
Good for you.
Thank you, my brother.
So the average
I couldn't go no more.
Butch Rock, you go.
Butch Rock, get some napkins. Get some napkins, Butch.
All right, here's the deal.
American Pie.
Nah, it's not good.
Nah, it's definitely not good.
There we go. Yo, go ahead. Listen, don't worry about that, son. Yo, let me tell you, this is really shit.
He's not
going to shut it down. This is the realest fucking podcast ever.
No.
This is the realest fucking podcast.
Yo, do it.
Yo.
It's our show.
I ain't never gonna be that nigga.
It's our show. Go ahead, man.
Nah, I don't record shit.
shit. I don't pull up my phone.
Oh, you mean that shit? I don't even know what's going on back there. That's why I didn't need to record.
That's drink chaps.
What right happens there on Broadway stays on Broadway.
I didn't even know what's going on back there. No, let go of it. What's going on back there? I can't even. I can't even see.
You niggas all failed as EMT workers right now.
I can't even see what's going on.
Niggas failed as the EMT. You failed the EMT exam.
Tell me what's happening, because I can't see it.
Yeah, niggas failed the EMT exam.
Somebody knocked out?
Yo, sir. If that nigga, needed CPR right now, you niggas.
That nigga seen Juju. He passed out. He failed.
Oh, you see me? See your ugly jacket, nigga. That nigga passed out.
See talking me, about nigga. Ugly jackets.
Shut
nigga
up, you see
talking
me.
Talking about ugly jackets.
Why you, so you see me and pass out? Got a
breakdancing windbreaker.
So how did drugs come into your life?
When?
Huh? We get burned.
I don't know how you came from Philly.
Because we all smoked weed, right? So when did that other...
See, this is where we're getting into the...
Nah, you never
came
to my nigga.
You started, nigga. Why you passed out when you saw me? What am I?
So when did...
Fuck you, you started.
Just relax.
Anyway, there we go. I know where we're going with this. Okay, yeah, don't leave me alone, nigga.
So when did real drugs come into your life? Like, real drugs?
Real drugs came into my life right when they came into yours. Nigga.
What's a real drug? Like, what's a real drug to you?
Reaganomics.
In the 80s?
Reaganomics. Corona. Yes.
Selling? Using? What are we talking about?
We're yeah, selling. What the fuck else? Selling. Of course selling. What else? You know where we come from.
A lot of Hennessy.
Oh, my God.
You know what it is.
Chi-Chi definitely did not get the yayo today.
Okay. We're going to say the beat nuts.
So we got so much familia over here.
God damn it.
Thanks for having
we
us.
We love y'all. Let's make some noise. God damn it.
And to be continued.
I love
to be
thank you.
No, anytime, man, anytime you invite us, we come through.
Let me tell you, man, it's a huge honor to be. You know, I love Noriega.
We want more out of this because we have.
You know, he's one of ours, man. You know what that? He's one of ours.
One of ours.
Yo, he's one of ours, and we've always, you know. Let's do it.
All right.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.